July 2010. Overnight, it seems, legions of mushrooms spring up in the shadowy woods, and with them arrives their pale familiar, the spectral Indian pipe, the strangest flower that we have. The Indian pipe appears just after midsummer, growing out of the leaf mold under pines, maples, beeches, and other trees in the damp woods. It's also called the corpse plant for its color, a dead, almost translucent white, occasionally with flecks of black or gray. It has a single 5-petal flower and a single 3 to 6-inch stalk clasped by small, scaly leaves, like the stalk of a ghostly asparagus. Sometimes the flower parts take on a tan or pink color, but there isn't a green cell in the plant, and this, with its habitat and way of growth, leads many to think that the Indian pipe is itself a kind of mushroom. In fact, it's a flowering plant related to the heath family and a true wildflower. But rare among North American higher plants, it has no chlorophyll, and so doesn't conduct photosynthesis. Rather, it takes nutriments from tapping the filamentous root-like mycelia of mushrooms and other fungi that themselves tap the roots of trees. The Indian pipe may grow as a solitary plant or appear in colonies of 6 or 8, like the forest mushrooms it resembles. This uncanny flower furnishes another case of nature's inveterate habit of imitating itself.